Hello, it's Alison here, and I'm joined by Matthew Tucker. We continue our news items. A 90-year-old notches up his 50th park run. Norwich is going on a summer 2022 spending spree. Pension activists tour the city to highlight their cause. And housing plans for two city pubs get the go-ahead on the second attempt.
Plans to convert parts of two neighbouring city pubs into half a dozen flats have been given the green light at the second time of asking. A year ago, the Pilsen Group lodged plans to make use of a part of the building containing Strangers Tavern and Door 18 for six new flats. Neither of the pubs in Charing Cross were planned to close to make way for the apartments, with the plans instead making use of vacant space to the rear of them converted into residential properties. It had originally been planned that the property in the city centre would also be extended upwards to create additional space for the flats. However, this scheme was refused by city planners amid concerns that it would dominate the skyline, cause harm to the character of the area, and encroach on the neighbouring St Gregory's Church. But now a revised vision for the site, not including the extension, has been approved by city planners, with officers using delegated powers to give it the go-ahead, as no public objections were received. The Strangers Tavern opened under its current name in November 2019, a nod to its proximity to Strangers Hall and the city's link to the 16th century Belgian refugees. However, it has operated under a number of names in recent years, including the Mash Tun, the Hog in Armour and Pigeons.
The Echo Youth Theatre found themselves homeless when their city centre base closed suddenly. But now they're on to pastures new in their brand new home. The company's ethos is to provide flexible and affordable theatre experiences for young people. They are a volunteer-led, not-for-profit organisation, and with the support only of theatre professionals, they are able to provide cheaper options for youngsters wanting to get into the acting world. When the company was born in December 2017, they built a partnership with Open Youth Trust. Joe Myers, co-founder of the company, said, "We were absolutely gutted when Open Youth Trust folded so soon after the pandemic started." The company were due to perform a production of the musical Footloose at Open later that year, which had to be cancelled. Mrs. Myers said, "We spent a lot of time reflecting and came to the conclusion that in order to grow, we needed our own space." The company went through Norwich Historic Churches Trust to find somewhere to fit their needs and finally found St. Edmund's Church. EYT also support Norwich's community theatre, the Madder Market, and will use that theatre as their main performance space. The company also has a number of productions in the pipeline, including The Jungle Book, a concert, and The Little Mermaid, plus some workshops, and they have big plans for their space when not in use. "We want St Edmund's to become a community space and hope to host other volunteer-led groups. We've lots of daytime hours available for private hire," Mrs Myers said.
A group of women hit by pension age changes paraded around the streets of Norwich in a double-decker bus to showcase their cause. The Norfolk Broads Pension Action in Norfolk group was in Norwich City Centre, meeting at Chapelfield Gardens, before taking to the top of a double-decker bus which it had hired to speak out. The campaign, which began 6 years ago, centres on the increase to women's pension ages, which they say was introduced with little notice or support, and is significantly impacting women. In July, an ombudsman report highlighted failings in the way it was handled by the Department for Work and Pensions and found that there had been maladministration. Further stages of the process will assess whether an injustice was caused and, if so, what recommendations, including potential compensation, the ombudsman would make to remedy it.
The co-workers of Norwich-based reporting legend Stuart White have paved the way in paying tribute to his remarkable 37-year career following his shock retirement announcement. Thousands of viewers took to social media to leave heartfelt sentiments after the 74-year-old revealed he would be leaving the BBC's regional news programme Look East. In an emotional and moving statement, he surprised not only the programme's viewers, but also his co-workers, who were unaware of his departure. Presenting his final show on Thursday, September the 30th, Mr. White said his last goodbye at the end of the 6:30 p.m. programme. His co-presenter, Susie Fowler-Watt, said the news was still sinking in. It's the end of a very special era, a master of his art and a wonderful co-presenter for 23 years. Live TV only works if you have each other's backs, and I knew he always had mine. It was an honour to sit beside him. Mr. White, who lives in South Norfolk, has won multiple awards, including the Royal Television Society's Award for Regional Television Presenter of the Year in 2013, and again in 2014 for his work on BBC Look East. During his career, he's interviewed people such as former Prime Minister Edward Heath, actors Joan Collins, Sophia Loren and Dirk Bogarde, as well as singer Michael Jackson, the last journalist in Britain to do so. David Whiteley, who worked alongside Mr. White, described it as the end of an incredible era. When I was at the BBC, Stuart was kind, supportive and always gave me the most brilliant advice and guidance. Guidance and friendship that I will always treasure. Finally, the Chartered Institute of Journalists added, "Many thanks and huge appreciation to Stuart White for his brilliant contribution and service to broadcasting at BBC Look East for 37 years. One of the very best."
He was the architect behind the transformation of a former plot of arable land into a wildflower haven for people across the city to enjoy. And at 90 years old, Kenneth Leggett, MBE, of Colcott Drive in Old Catton, has completed his 50th park run in the very park he helped turn into an oasis. Mr. Leggett bagged nearly £1 million worth of funding to regenerate Catton Park back in 2005. The keen walker and Broadland District Council member did the 5K course on September the 25th in 1 hour, 7 minutes and 28 seconds with his trusty poles. Mr. Leggett, who started looking into grants for the park in the year 2000, said, "The Catton Park Run is tremendous. It's a wonderful place for the community to meet." Mr. Leggett, a great-great-grandfather, moved to the area in the 1960s and became involved in saving the 70-acre park after retiring in 1991 as Norfolk County Secretary for the National Farmers Union. Catton Park, which is intertwined with the 200-year history of Catton Hall on the edge of the open space, was opened to the public for the first time in October 2007. "I was concerned that someone would buy the meadow in front of the park and develop it, and cars were being dumped in the woods," he added. He is now a tenant of the meadow, which he can see from his back garden, and he sublets it. Some 50 acres of the park are now managed by Old Catton Parish Council and Catton Park Trust, with funds raised by the Friends of Catton Park.
A food bank is bracing itself for a spike in demand this winter as households face a perfect storm of financial pressures. Norwich Food Bank hands out 800 parcels a month, which is less than the 1,200 it gave out at the height of the pandemic. But despite the demand going back to pre-lockdown levels, Norwich Food Bank project manager Hannah Worsley said that people who receive parcels were already worried about the loss of the £20 universal credit top-up and a rise in national insurance contributions and soaring energy and food bills. The end of furlough payments was also a concern to many. Mrs. Worsley, who helps coordinate 100 volunteers across 7 distribution sites and a main warehouse, said, "We do expect demand to go up in November, December and January. Costs of living have gone up and people have not got enough money to pay the bills. Sometimes the food parcels are being given out as a one-off because people cannot make ends meet."
When it comes to summer 2022, Norwich is going on a massive spending spree. That is the verdict of travel agents in the city who are finally seeing people lavishing cash they managed to save in lockdown on once-in-a-lifetime globe-trotting trips. Norwich is so desperate to get away to somewhere hot and sunny next year that some punters are booking multiple breaks. And as the government announces another relaxing of the COVID travel rules, people are determined not to miss out on a hard-earned holiday in the sun. Agents have even reported people are so confident all restrictions will lift that they are booking further afield.
A transport campaigner believes it's only a matter of time before someone is seriously hurt on a busy city street, and that anything less than a pelican crossing puts pedestrians at risk. John Peacock, representative for Living Streets Norwich, said he was baffled as to why Norfolk County Council had replaced the pedestrian refuge in South Park Avenue, just by the entrance to Eaton Park, with an equally useless zebra crossing. The 67-year-old said because the crossing is preceded by a blind bend, there need to be traffic lights in place to force drivers to stop, or at least a permanent warning sign to give them the heads up. Roadworks to widen South Park Avenue to allow two buses to pass each other and to replace the refuge crossing with a zebra crossing began in July and have overrun into October. Mr. Peacock explained, "Currently, the new crossing has temporary pedestrian-controlled traffic lights, but once the traffic lights are removed, it becomes a basic zebra crossing, with the onus on drivers to give way to pedestrians. Though it's a 20-mile-per-hour zone, there's clearly potential for reckless or speeding drivers to end up in a collision with those using the crossing. It's dangerous."